getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, there we go. It's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Man, I'm telling you what, we're getting off to the wrong kind of start this week. I thought my theme song was broken. Didn't want to play for me anymore. I'm like, what the heck is going on there? But I managed to pound on it a couple of times and jiggle it around, and by golly, we got her going. So we're ready to go with another round of the Oompa Hour. Show number 476, for those of you keeping track, which I'm sure is actually none of you. But that's all right. Helps me keep track of what the heck I'm doing anyway. Good show lined up for you today. Got our 78 of the week already picked out of great historical significance. Marks the anniversary of something happened last week in music history, so we got that coming up here in a little bit. Let's start out with one everybody knows, though. It's the Hank Holler Orchestra and the clarinet polka, of course. There you go. I'm sure you all knew that one. Some of you were probably playing air clarinet right along with it there. The Hank Holler Orchestra and the clarinet polka, getting us rolling on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Old-time because it's all old-time music, and oldies because everything we play on the show is a record. None of that digital stuff. These are all, you know, the newest stuff maybe kind of gets into the 1980s, which, hey, that's only 40 years old. Those are practically brand new records, that stuff. Beautiful day in northern Minnesota, finally. Man, like a week or so ago, we were lucky to sneak out of here before the snowstorm hit, and now it's like 68 degrees and sunshiny, so I'm liking that. We put the snowplow away. I was told that maybe I was pushing it a little bit, that we could be in for another pile of snow. I don't think so. My gut's telling me. And if it does, I'm just not going to leave the house till it melts again. That's my problem. So I hope it's all looking good where you're at. How about the Timbers And I don't mean like timber, like when a tree falls down. This is timbres, like T-M-B-R-E-S, like the timber of the voice. Maybe it's pronounced timbre. I don't know, but they're teaming up with Al Soyka and his orchestra. The Timbres are the singing group. This is the Pizza Polka.
Oh, the Ferris wheels are wheeling and the flying horses flying and the roller coaster's rolling, rolling high, high, high. I can feel that crazy feeling and my heart's Virginia reeling to the happy, happy music going bye, bye, bye. Care and sorrow when the lights are bright. Though it's back to work tomorrow. Oh, what fun tonight. Here's a place to get good deeds. A man who makes terrific pizza. Hey, let's buy a pizza, try a pizza pie. As we go strolling down the boulevard, on the boulevard, down the boulevard, hand in hand is grand to swing along while we sing the pizza polka. Every jukebox comes that gay refrain, holiday refrain, happy little strain. Come on and join the sweethearts on parade, sing the merry pizza polka. Darling, please kiss me. Hey, mister, please, 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 try my pizza pie. Tell me you love me. Hey, lady, you will love, love, love the pie you buy. Say you'll be mine, dear.
Hey, what's the matter holding up the line?
Mine to have and hold.
Pizza's getting cold.
Here in my arms. As we go strolling down the boulevard, on the boulevard, down the boulevard, hand in hand it's grand to swing along while we sing the pizza polka. From every jukebox comes that gay refrain, holiday refrain, happy little strain. Come on and join the sweethearts on parade, sing the merry pizza polka. The merry pizza polka.
There you go, the Timbres, T-I-M-B-R-E-S, Timbres, I guess, with Al Soyka and the orchestra and the Pizza Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. And it's your old-time oldies show, one of the few songs we have on Halo Records. And it's got like a halo drawn on it because it's sparkly and everything because, well, it's a halo after all, right? Little Fisherman Orchestra over here on turntable number two on Guide Records out of Texas. I don't have enough Texas polka music. They got big Texas polka club in Texas. They got a newsletter and everything. And I guess we're so far away up here in northern Minnesota. Although it's a straight shot on the interstate, straight from Minnesota right down into Texas, down I-35. You'd think a few more polkas would have made their way uphill, don't you think? Anyway, here's 10 Pretty Girls. It's the Little Fisherman Orchestra.
You can't marry 10 pretty girls. There were 10 pretty girls, and I'll tell you this, that the boy's biggest thrill was to steal a kiss. But it doesn't mean a thing playing kiss in the ring, 'cause you can't marry 10 pretty girls. Now 5 were blondes and 4 brunettes, and 1 was a sunny little redhead. The girls grew up The boy left school, and at 21 he wedded the saucy little redhead. Oh, that one pretty girl at the village school. Here's what she taught the boy at the village school. Kissing girls may be fun, but your heart picks on one, so you can't marry 10 pretty girls.
Gotta love the shave and a haircut two bits ending on that one. The Little Fisherman Orchestra there. 10 Pretty Girls. Little band out of Texas here on the Oompa Hour. I always just feel like when I get a good Texas record, I gotta talk about it because it doesn't happen that often up here. I really should work on that. I need to go to garage sales in Texas. That's what I need to do. Anyway, Johnny Hesney and his Music Makers up next. This is the Ohio Polka. Okay, if you're in Ohio, you're liking that one. That's the Ohio Polka. That's Johnny Hesney and his Music Makers here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, where I need to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. I don't know about you all, but as far as I'm concerned, tourist season has started up here because we're well into the month of May. The sun is shining. The snow is gone at the moment. I hope it stays gone. But a good time to start planning your trip to the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Even though I'm in Minnesota, we're not that far from Duluth. And as you know, Superior's just over the bridge from Duluth. 1,400 accordions await your perusal, as well as their concert hall and all the activities they have scheduled for this spring and summer, of course. And if you're doing any research, you want to learn about the people or the instruments and how things all came to be, that is the place. That is like the mother lode of accordion information right there. Look them up there on Belknap Street in Superior. They're online, worldofaccordions.org. All right? Just do it. You'll be amazed. You just go there and look around because there's a lot of pictures. Like, holy crap, that's a lot of accordions, you know? Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra, always been one of my favorite versions of good old Mountain Dew here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Well, down the road from me, there's an Ohio tree where you lay down a dollar or two. You run around the bend and you come back again. There's a jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it was a mort. He sawed off and short, now he measures about 4'2". But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew. And in that review, sit our pew. Well, I shut up my mug, if you fill up my truck, full of good old Mountain Dew. Well, our Uncle Bill's got a still on the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. Them buzzards in the sky get so dizzy they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew. And in that review sit our few. Well, shut up my mug if you fill up my chug. So high, said old Merlin, was down with the flu. We thought that we ought just to give him a snort of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew. And in that refuse it our few. Well, shut up my mug if you fill up my chug for the good old Mountain Dew.
Rogers and his TV recording orchestra apparently didn't have a radio recording orchestra. But anyway, there they are with that good old Mountain Dew here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hey, now remember, too, that if you have a request or dedication, question, comment, whatever it might be, there are like multiple ways to get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters here. You can email, of course, oompahour@aol.com. That's easy enough. Or you can call and leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2984. That's wrong. Ignore that. It's 218-259-2985. I have no idea why I said four. Something went wrong with my brain. 218-259-2985 is the number to get you in touch with the Oompa Hour. You can text that number, leave a voice message. Either way will work. And, of course, the old Facebook at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All right. John Gora and Goral now. This is Hunter's Polka.
Jedziemy na łup, towarzyszu mój. Na łup, na łup, na łowy, do zielonej Dąbrowy. Towarzyszu mój, towarzyszu mój. Na łup, na łup, na łowy, do zielonej Dąbrowy. Towarzyszu mój, towarzyszu mój. Będziemy się dzielić, dzielić, towarzyszu mój. I będziemy się dzielić, dzielić, towarzyszu mój. Mój jest zając i sarna, a mój sobór i panna. Towarzyszu mój, towarzyszu mój. Mój jest zając i sarna, a mój sobór i panna. Towarzyszu mój, towarzyszu mój.
They have it, John Goran Corral with Hunter's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Now, you ready for some fun? Boy, I haven't played this next one in quite some time here. This one's a little wild, though, so I hope you're up to it. You got your boombas ready to go? This is a wild record. Stan Wolowick in the orchestra. Here you go. Rowdy time on that record, I'll tell you. There's Stan Wolowick in the orchestra, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this silliness happens every week right here. Glad you're along. How about a little Marv Herzog, huh? I realize the snow, hopefully, is gone for the season now, but I still have the Snow Deer Polka. Marv Herzog and the Snow Deer Polka. And I can't help, I don't know if this was happening to anybody else out there, But part of that melody seemed familiar from a different song. And I think depending who you are and where you've been and what you've been taught, what song that may have come from is going to depend on who you are. And I can't even sing the words for you because they're naughty. No, but according to my dad taught me an old Air Force song that went to a little melody in there. And he, throw a nickel on the grass, save a fighter pilot's, you know, what rhymes there. And I'm sure that doesn't belong in there at all, but it reminds me of that every time, you know. All right, we got a waltz coming up here in a little bit. After the next record, we got a Don Peachy polka. Then we got a waltz coming up here. And I got our Shellac Attack record coming up here. Yep, they're always great on 78s. That's my new theme now. That's coming up this hour yet, too. But right now, Don Peachy and the Morning Star Polka. Don Peachy there. That is the Morning Star Polka. I said Morningside Polka, which would have been incorrect. It's the Morning Star Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Time has come for the official waltz of the week. Dancers, if you're ready, I have Frank. Is it Frank Hermanek or Hermanek? I always get it wrong because I can't remember. Anyway, Frank Hermanek and the Melody Men Polka Band and the Midnight Rose Waltz. Dancers, if you're ready.
Thank you.
All right, there you go, dancers. You're off the hook now. You can relax. Frank Hermanek and the Melody Men Polka Band Midnight Rose Waltz here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And I was going to say something really profound now. And while we were doing that, I totally forgot what I was talking about. So I'm going to get our 78 of the week ready to go here. Got to switch over the needle and everything on the record player. While I do that, though, I have the Lekowski brothers here, and everybody does the la-di-da.
Hey, everybody!
Just like that, we can relax. There you have it. Everybody does the la-di-da. That's the Lekowski brothers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now we got to get in our 78 of the week. Everything's great when it's on a 78, right? Let's talk about this a little bit. Because last week, actually, and I should have probably done this last week, but, you know, late to supper. I don't know what the saying is. But anyway, last week we marked the anniversary of 1939 of the Andrews Sisters going in the studio to record the Beer Barrel Polka for Decca Records. So whether you want to call it the Beer Barrel Polka or Roll Out the Barrel, I don't care. But well, here's a little interesting background stuff. That song was written in 1927, actually, by a Czech songwriter. So the song's actually Czech. Of course, a lot of people think it's German. And I think every ethnicity and a billion people have recorded their own versions of the Beer Barrel Polka, or Roll Out the Barrel, but it was originally written by a Czech guy. Will Glahe recorded it. You know, the same guy had that big Lichtensteiner Polka record, which was a big success for him. He recorded it. It was a big hit for him. It was a bigger hit over in Czechoslovakia, however. And then what happened is the Nazis started to occupy Czechoslovakia, and a lot of Czechs were splitting. They were packing up and getting the heck out of there. They were emigrated to other places, and they took the song with them. So the song wound up spreading far and wide across Europe and over to the United States and all around the world, basically, because it was originally a Czech song. So it became part of the heritage. And after the Will Glahay success, the Andrews Sisters recorded it and put it out, and it became an even gianter, is that a word? Hit record for the Andrews Sisters. And if you read some of the history books about records and songs and polka music, it is often cited as the Bear Barrel Polka by the Andrews Sisters really brought it into pop culture. I mean, the Will Glahay record was big, but didn't really turn it into a pop song. And the Andrews Sisters put their unique Andrews Sisters kind of spin on it. And the record took off, and it's credited with making the polka by other artists, including a lot of the traditional people, a lot more popular because it exposed a lot more people to polka music. So anyway, last week was the anniversary, 1939, of the Andrews Sisters recording this one off the genuine 78 RPM record out of my grandma's record player.
Garden, what a garden, only happy faces bloom there, and there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there. Music and there's dancing and a lot of sweet romancing. When they play the polka, they all get in the swing. Every time they hear that oom-pa-pa, everybody feels so tra-la-la. They want to throw their cares away. They all go la-di-da-di-a. Then they hear a rumble on the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples form a ring. For miles around you'll hear them sing.
It was cut 1939, that one. We didn't even have tape recording then. They were cutting to a lacquer disc back in those days. Andrews Sisters there, rolling out the old barrel. Record credited with making polka music popular among the masses rather than just the ethnic folks. I mean, everybody's an ethnic person, but a lot of people could care less about the music of their history. So anyway, there you have it. Now, this next record's kind of a mystery, but it's just so fun that I'm going to play it anyway. Most of the label on the record is wore off. Like, I can't read most of the words because the label's either peeled off or it's got water damage and it's got stickers on it. And it's like, you can't, but I can make out the name Wesley Stosh on it. And the flip side's got somebody else's name on it. And I can't remember who it was now. So I don't know. But the record is called Chubby Mama. Here we go.
Thank you. mama, gruby tata. Gruba busia, gruby dziadzia. A ja także gruby byłem. Grubą dziwkę ożeniłem. Ksiądz nam ślub też dawał.
La, 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 la.
Gruby organista śpiewał.
La, 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 la.
Grube drużbowie służyli.
La, 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 la.
Grube ministranci byli.
La, 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 la.
Dzieci na bok, dzieci na bok, bo tata tańczy z mamą, babo, dzieci na bok. Muzykanty grali,
la, 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 la.
Grube goście tańcowali,
la, 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 la.
A po roku coś ich było,
la, 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 la.
Grube dziecko się rodziło.
Yeah, it's Chubby Mama. I have no idea what he's singing. It could be a horrible, insulting song. I have no idea. The only name I can read on the label is Wesley Stosh. And if I turn it over, Jolly Stan Lee Orchestra is on the other side. So I'm guessing that's the Jolly Stan Lee Orchestra backing up Wesley Stosh. But I really don't know because the label's wore off the record, which makes it even more interesting, don't you think? When's the last time you heard a record from Two Ton Baker? Yeah, I heard you yell out, 1951. I did, but he did make some records later. He had a bunch of hit records, you know. Here's Two Ton Baker doing the Lawrence Welk Polka.
Let's all dance the Lawrence Welk Polka. Won't you come along and dance with me? Let's all sing the Lawrence Welk Polka. Won't you come along and sing with me? Let's all do right foot, one, two, three. We're as happy as can be doing the Lawrence Welk Polka. Everybody!
Come on now, Lawrence, and dance the polka. Come on now, Lawrence, it's fun to do the polka. Come on now, Lawrence, we know you love the polka. Pick your partner, here we go with the one and two and one.
Hey!
All dance the Lawrence Welk Polka. Won't you come along and dance with me? Hey, let's all sing the Lawrence Welk Polka. Won't you come along and sing with me? Let's all do the Lawrence Welk Polka. It's the finest polka in the land. Kick your right foot, one, two, three. We're as happy as can be doing the Lawrence Welk Polka.
Come on now, Lawrence, it's fun to do the polka.
partner, here we go with a one and a two and a one. Hey!
Ton Baker, that's the Lawrence Welk Polka. Man, I need to look at the clock more often. Time is flying by here on the Oompa Hour. Couple of more records coming up. Hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, it's been a while since we heard from the Long Island Silvertones, like a really, really, really long time. Here's the Marina Polka.
Hoida, 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 hoida. Jesteś jedyna moja Marina, bo ciebie dawno znam. 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 Hoida, 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 hoida. Jesteś jedyna moja Marina, oj ciebie dawno znam. Jesteś jedyna moja Marina, oj ciebie dawno znam. Jesteś jedyna moja Marina, oj ciebie dawno znam. Jesteś jedyna moja Marina, bo ciebie dawno znam.
Grajcie czarny na harmonii, nie da się. Na lewo.
There you have it. Long Island Silvertones there. Haven't heard that in a long time. Marina Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Might squeak in two more songs. Not sure. Think I can do it? I don't know. Ray Henry in the orchestra. This seems like an obvious record. It's the Accordion Polka. Thank you. All right, there you go. That's the accordion polka. That's Roy Henry and the orchestra. And I think that it is possible to just squeak one more in here at the end. What do you think, huh? Let's go out on a little waltz with Whoopi John here. And come wet your mustache with me here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Mustache with me. Peanuts and pretzels are free. If you are fond of an old-fashioned spot, I'll take you out where you'd like it a lot. Come with your mustache with me. This is the night for a spree. Don't be contrary, come on, let's be merry. Come with your mustache with me. Come with your mustache with me.
There you go, going out on a little Whoopi John there, and come wet your mustache with me here on Tim's Oompa Hour. We don't normally go out on a waltz, but that one is so darn cute. I mean, really, how could you resist it, right?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.